This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active-duty military veterans, EMS firefighters, our police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch right now, a special shout-out and thanks to everybody, regardless of what you're doing. And, of course, to the snowplow drivers, to the over-the-road truck drivers, for the work you're doing moving around in all this bad weather that's out there. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter the same way. I'm on Twitter, at Captain's America, and you can check out our great website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, and you can send us messages off the website. We got two to read when we come back after we do the pledge. And joining me right now is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics in California, IA, and it's time to say the pledge. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance
to the flag
of the United States of America, and to the republic
for which it stands,
one nation
under God,
indivisible with liberty and justice for all. I hate to throw you for a loop there, but anyway, and we always remind you about the two words under God, because our great country was formed on Judeo-Christian values, and we all know it. Read some of the early writings from the folks that were here, and you'll see what we're talking about. Now, Kyle, I got two great little emails back-to-back during the break. You want to hear them?
Absolutely.
First one is from George. He says, what a bunch of lies that old man Joe was spewing out of his mouth. The amount of lies were insane. I agree, George. He says, I spent this much for this, and it's not going to hurt to the deficit. It's not going to help the deficit. Our taxes are not going to go up. So where's all this money coming from? Are my children going to have Social Security when they get older? No.
No, that's a safe bet, I hate to say.
But that was a great comment from George. And, George, we thank you for the comment. Now, I have another comment here which applies to something that I had talked about here in a previous show. And this is Evelyn. And this happened to me, Evelyn, so don't feel like the Lone Ranger. And well, actually, not me. It happened to my wife, who had been dead for several years. But she's saying, regarding the ongoing voter registration rabble, I moved to Florida in 2016 from Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. My former husband died there in 2012. I called the office of the register in Horry County last November, where it was confirmed that we were both still on the active file and registered to vote there. Now, time to look into those voter registration irregularities. How many thousands of deceased eligible voters are there in South Carolina? Well, how about elsewhere? Like, for example, other states, just name one, because my wife voted in the 2018 election, and she died in 2010.
It's just, it's unbelievable.
Yeah.
You know, and that's why you have states that are looking at and counties and municipalities and so forth taking these voters off the rolls, but yet it's always viewed as some kind of voter suppression or some other ridiculous nonsense.
Mm-hmm. And it's amazing that these things can go on. I mean, to me it is anyway. I don't know about anybody else, but of course to the running gun fun club that hangs around Joe Biden and whatnot. I guess we'll call them the fun and the sun group crowd there. They don't care. They're hearing what they want to hear, and to them that all makes sense to them. But to the rest of us that pay attention to these things, it doesn't. There's nothing sensible about anything that either one of those listeners sent us.
Well, of course, and certainly the integrity of our elections should be paramount. And that's why, even earlier today, Captain, you had the president say, well, wasn't sure about the legitimacy, maybe. It depends, of the upcoming elections. This isn't the way to go.
Yeah, he did say that, something along the lines like they asked him if he would accept the results of the election, and he made some sort of off-the-wall comment. It'll come to me in a minute. But anyway, I got a couple things to mention here. First of all, Mitch McConnell, from him, the Democrats' voting legislation was intended to do one thing, give them a pretext to break the Senate rules. Well, didn't happen, folks, in case you're joining us late. It did not happen. Both of those measures went down in a flame of defeat, 52-48, on the election bill and the filibuster rules change. Both of them went down.
They did. And so this is a good day.
Yep.
For that. They're going to frame it as it's trying to keep people from voting, but that's not it at all. Don't buy that.
Yep, and I want to point out to everybody that we've been on the bandwagon that this was not going to happen for weeks, if not a couple of 3 months.
Exactly right. That's exactly right. But nevertheless, it's another indicator that Joe Biden can't get this done. It's a good thing he couldn't, because these are horrible bills. But it also shows that his power is greatly diminished. He even
exactly.
went back up to the Hill. He couldn't get it done.
Exactly. His power has been diminished. And even though people might not say it on the open, when the doors are closed, they'll tell you they're not supporting this president. All right, and I'm talking about Democrats, because I get it all the time from people that are known Democrats telling me we can't support this guy anymore. He's killing America. All right, Kyle, hold that thought. Folks are coming back with more to Captain America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. Kathy is going to take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
And you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com.
All righty. Thank you very much, Kyle. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. You hear me talk about it all the time. And the reason I do it is because I take this product, I've been taking it for over 7 years, and it works for me. Now, I know what it's like to struggle with pain. I know what it's like to barely be able to get up because of pain and move around. I also know what pain can do to you, totally debilitating when you want to go on with your life and do what needs to be done, and you can't hardly move, you can't hardly speak, you can't hardly do anything because you're in intense pain. And I have a way to help thousands of people. It's called Relief Factor. Now, I've been taking this for 7 years, and it works for me. And the father and son team, Pete and Seth Talbot, have told me that they're doubling down. And they want to literally double their total number of happy customers in this coming year, 2022. And I believe they'll probably do it. Because if you're struggling with back, neck, shoulder, hip, knee pain, whatever, general muscle aches and pain, then I'm suggesting that you try the 3-week quick start from Relief Factor. Still discounted to only $19.95. It's been that ever since I started with the program, $19.95, over 7 years. Now, you can go to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain. ReliefFactor.com/captain. One more time, ReliefFactor.com/captain. Go over there, check it out, see what it's all about. I'm sure you're going to like what you see. And for $19.95, you start with a 3-week quick start, and you go from there. It's that simple. It's that simple. Okay, and all you have to lose is pain. ReliefFactor.com/captain. Right, Kyle?
That's right.
Now, we're going to move along here. Little old Secretary of State Blinken is meeting with his Russian counterpart over there. And he said diplomacy is not dead amidst the deepening crisis that they've got going, because nobody is looking at this as being anything that's going to work out favorably for either the Ukraine or the United States or the NATO allies.
Well, right, yeah, and I think he was also talking about how, you know, they don't want other countries to come tell them what to do, so they're really setting the stage, whereas you're saying this isn't going to work out very easily. And, of course, Captain, with Joe Biden yesterday in the press conference, he started talking about, was asked about, you know, the issue going on with Ukraine and Russia right now. And then when the president said, well, you know, it could be if it's just a minor incursion versus invasion, I mean, he just really kind of stepped in it there, I would think. And so much so that the White House had to come out and try to clarify, because that immediately was heard, not only by the Russians, but by the Ukrainians as well. It was almost as if, Captain, you know, Joe Biden, you know, could get out these big semaphore flags and just go, you know, do whatever you want. You know, it's not good.
Now, I've got a message that was just sent to me here asking me if I knew about the two Marines that were killed and the 17 that were injured yesterday in North Carolina, in the back of one of their trucks that flipped over the North Carolina highway. Yes, I do, and I'm not going to address that until the military and veterans news segment. I figured that was the perfect time to talk about that. So I do know about it, and it's a terrible shame, and may God be watching over them right now. But anyway, the Supreme Court is very skeptical of the Biden administration's arguments that striking down a campaign finance rule regulating the repayment of loans by the candidate to his own campaign would open the door to bribery in elections. They're talking about getting rid of that rule, and that directly is up there because that's what the Biden campaign did.
Right. Well, exactly. Well, you know, certainly as we get into election season, these kinds of things are going to be much more front and center, and they will become campaign issues, because especially something like this, that's, you know, asking candidates, what do you think about this? What's your position? And, you know, that could help sway things.
And folks, in case you didn't know about it, President Biden was forced to defend his disastrous first year in office and the escalating crises that were engulfing all Americans. And it was not pretty yesterday in that press conference, was it, Kyle?
It was not. It was not. Joe Biden showing sort of a range of emotions, as
well,
it were.
He got angry, though, with one guy.
He really did, saying, no, I didn't say that. Go back and read it. And, you know, just sort of.
Well, I went back and read it, and he did say it.
He did say it, right.
Damn right.
Right. Well, you know, sometimes I wonder, Captain, is he trying to give, or if they may have coached him a little bit to say, you know, look angry about something, you know, so that people know that you're decisive and angry about something. But it didn't come off as strong. It didn't come off as leadership. It didn't come off as rightly correcting somebody who had misrepresented him or anything like that. It just came off as, uh-oh, now he's mad, you know, and we don't know what to expect with Joe Biden sort of moment to moment. And it, as he begins to answer questions sometimes that irritate him, all of a sudden his volume will simply just go way up, you know, and it's almost as if he doesn't quite know how to, address things and show that he's upset about it without kind of coming off as a little weird.
Now, did you hear about Alec Baldwin yesterday getting sued for $25 million?
No, I haven't heard a whole lot about it. But I think this has to do with him calling one of the a person who was a Marine, a fallen Marine, calling him an insurrectionist, I believe.
Correct.
Yeah.
So they've now sued him for $25 million.
Well, that's, you know, par for the course, it would seem, in terms of the troubles that Alec Baldwin's been through lately. But what's happening with the Rust investigation but the problem is that Alec Baldwin, you know, says a lot of different things. And this is one of the things that someone's really taking issue with, obviously.
Now, the Supreme Court yesterday denied the Trump request to block the January 6th committee subpoenas from getting some of the information that they were told to turn over to that committee. So now they're saying, nope, you have to turn it over.
Right. Well, this is, you know, again, part of that process. The former president can continue to claim executive privilege or has claimed executive privilege on a lot of these things. And so now it looks as though a lot of that is not going to be upheld.
Well, you're right. And remember the patient, the Minnesota patient we talked about the other night, who was refused treatment because he wasn't vaccinated and was on a ventilator and was in very bad shape?
Right.
And they moved him down to Texas to a hospital?
Yep.
Well, all I can tell you is we have an initial report saying that he is starting to show some improvement because they're treating him with ivermectin. The family wanted him to be treated with ivermectin, and they are giving him ivermectin, and he is starting to show some positive signs.
Wow. Well, that is some very good
news. Doesn't mean he's going to live because he was basically given a death sentence, but it means that he's getting better, so we'll see.
Well, right. Well, this also brings up the whole notion, Captain, especially if there doesn't seem to be hope in a medical case. It may be terminal, but there may be something experimental. There may be something else that is out of left field. We've seen this come up before with other diseases where people want the right to be able to try something. The argument goes, well, if it's they're not going to recover, it would seem. Let them have, you know, the ability to try something that maybe isn't already out there in the big medical world. We'll see, and hopefully he'll do better.
Okay, and we're getting a comment here from Ronnie. Ronnie's up in Detroit, Michigan. He says, "Hey, Captain, did you see that Ford has to recall 200,000 vehicles?" No, I didn't, Ronnie, but we'll check on that during the break that's coming up here in just a second.
Yes, we absolutely will.
Yeah. And now. If you're a truck driver, and this wasn't allowed before, if you're a truck driver and you're 18 years of age, you can drive that Class A motor vehicle, that semi, across state lines, coast to coast, border to border, 18 years of age. That's what they're doing to try to get new drivers.
Well, you know what, Captain? There is a real, real shortage of people who want to take the opportunity to learn how to drive a truck and to become, you know, get into the trucking industry, basically. So that's right. This is going to be crunch time pretty soon. Everything, you know, and I don't have to tell you this, right? Everything that ever comes to our stores comes in a truck. We need truck drivers.
Yep. And I'm going to tell you one more thing, folks. It's not a job. It's a lifestyle. It is a lifestyle. It is not a job. Tough work. All right, we'll be right back.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News.
NBC Sports confirmed Wednesday it will not send announcers to the 2022 Winter Olympics in Beijing because of a surge in the COVID-19 Omicron variant in China. USA Today reported the announced teams will call events from the NBC facility in Connecticut. Although Team USA will participate in the games this year, U.S. officials will not attend. Republicans blocked voting legislation on Wednesday night. It's a major blow to President Joe Biden and the Democrat Party. Biden and other Democratic leaders have been unable to persuade two holdout senators in their own party, Kyrsten Sinema of Arizona and Joe Manchin of West Virginia. The initial vote was 49 to 51, short of the 60 votes needed to advance over the filibuster. And Ford is recalling 200,000 cars to fix a problem with the brake lights. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. Partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise.
You found it. The most listened to radio program in the overnights. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
Alrighty. You do that. In the meantime, how about checking out MyPillow, MyPillow.com, Mike Lindell. It's gone and thrown a 48-hour special on everything on the website, MyPillow.com. You'll see a bunch of reduced prices there, and I didn't think the prices could get any lower, but they are. Go to MyPillow.com, take a look at what he's got there, and you'll see the little notes on him that say, with your promo code, so-and-so, and such. Well, the promo code is always going to be one word, Captain. That's your promo code on MyPillow. And for the next 48 hours, you can take advantage of that and save a bunch of money on what you want to buy. Now, you can also go over to the Radio Listener Specials page. Now, that's not any one person's page that does endorsement for him. It is a mutual for everybody that listens to the radio, Radio Listener Specials page. Go over there, enter the promo code CAPTAIN, that's CAPTAIN, and you can give them a call if you'd like to, so you're not using your computer on the web page to give them your information. You can do it over the phone. The number is 800-641-5459, 800-641-5459, promo code CAPTAIN, MyPillow.com. They've got some insanely, ridiculously marked down prices right now on the Radio Listener Specials page right there on the website, MyPillow.com. Again, promo code CAPTAIN, telephone number 800-641-5459. Go over there, take advantage of it, save you some money, and I can't wait to hear what it is when you call in and tell me that you got something that's working great. Okay, speaking of working great, how's your, what did you get last, MyPillow?
We got the towels, as a matter of fact.
All right, well, how are they working out?
They're great. They really are.
I like the quality of those towels. My God, you talk about soft and fluffy, and it's like one size fits all. You get, you know, I used to hate it. My wife would buy bath towels, and sometimes, you know, for her, they'd be great. For me, it'd be like, you got to be kidding me. So these are pretty good sized bath towels. They fit the big guys, the little guys, and everybody in between.
That's right.
Yep. So there you go. Now, did you find out about the recall, by the way, in the Fords?
We did, yes. Associated Press, Captain, is reporting that Ford is recalling about 200,000 cars in the U.S. to fix a problem that can stop the brake lights from turning off. Now, obviously, that would be a huge problem if people think your brakes are on all the time, because that could cause a lot of confusion, to say the least, and certainly could cause collisions as people slam on their brakes thinking you're stopping, for example. Mm-hmm. The recall covers, get this, folks, 2014 and 2015 Ford Fusion and Lincoln MKZ midsize cars, as well as some 2015 Mustangs. Now, all of these were sold or registered in Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, Florida, Georgia, South Carolina, North Carolina, Virginia, and Hawaii. Evidently, there's an issue that can come up with temperatures and humidity, which cause a rubber brake pedal part to disintegrate, keeping the lights on. Also, drivers with automatic transmissions can also shift out of park without having to put their foot on the brake, and the dealers will replace the brake and clutch pedal bumpers. Owners are going to start to be notified March 3rd.
By the way, we just heard from Judy down in Sarasota. She's saying, hi, Captain. Sudden angry outbursts like Joe Biden's are very common with people who have dementia. That's true. I forgot about that.
Yeah, it is. It is very it's very telling. And I'm glad she made the comment, because it does seem that he sort of goes from 0 to 60 really fast sometimes. It almost as if it sort of hits them, and it pains me to say, because, you know, I think it's indicative that obviously there's some issues, very serious issues that are going on.
Well, they were talking to him about the cognitive issues, and he got very, very snappy with some of the people.
Well, right. Well, he was up there for a long time. I think, Captain, this is almost like a Hail Mary kind of a thing with this press conference. You know, they really built it up, and they're doing anything they can to try to get the president to look better, you know, perception-wise, and to appear as though he's not just, you know, as he has been, kind of disappearing or, you know, hiding in Delaware or any of these things. And I just don't think it went over very well. And they're pushing him. But, you know, instead of doing great things, he just came out and told you he's doing great things. But nobody knows what those things are.
Uh-huh.
Well, they know they're not great.
Well, let's talk about this. Will the White House consider the midterm vote legit? The answer from Joe Biden was one word: depends. Now,
depends.
Yeah, yeah. Now, if the Biden administration considers the results of the midterm elections legitimate after a year spent assailing former President Donald Trump for challenging the 2020 outcome, what do you think is going to happen?
Well, of course.
They'll be crying like squealing little kids.
Well, right. Precisely. Now, they're kind of trying to front load a lot of this now by saying, well, we don't know. And unless we could have passed our voting, quote, voting rights bills, you know, et cetera, then we won't be able to think the elections are legitimate. But that, Captain, you know, can you imagine what that could set off in this country? I mean, honestly, that's why the integrity of the elections are so important. If you can vouch for the integrity of the election,
yeah,
then people can accept the results. But
yeah,
they're front-loading this thing so that they can make a stink.
Well, he has a reason here for this. He says, I'm not saying it's going to be legit. To increase the prospect of being illegitimate is a direct proportion to us not being able to get these voter reforms passed.
Right. So they're setting the stage. And so then when the elections, because they know the red wave is coming, to what degree, that's, we don't know yet. But if the red, when the red wave hits and they lose control of the House and the Senate, you know, what's the next step? Oh, well, no, we just don't accept it. And that can cause a lot of other problems. You think we've had problems up to this point? Boy, I mean, and this is going to be from the White House at that point, it would seem.
Well, he's talking about the Republican states that are run by the legislatures and the governors, and he's saying that he and other Democrats have insisted that state leaders are making it harder to vote, particularly for minorities, on the heels of Trump's claims that the 2020 election, where he lost to Biden, was marred by fraud. Well, it was.
Well, right. They've been trying to close up a lot of these loopholes, the ability to commit fraud and so forth.
Yep.
But Biden and company are just relying on one thing. They're going to go out and say this. They expect a lot of people to believe it, or at least some people, maybe enough to really cause something, a real stink on this thing. And, you know, that's not presidential. It's not leadership. It's not really the way we're supposed to conduct things. By trying to plant those seeds right now, it shows just how desperate they are, Captain.
Yeah, and of course, the Senate Democrats planned their push on the floor of the Senate last night, and they lost.
Yes.
So they're you know, unless they can cook up a way to get this done, they're dead in the water.
Yep. That's right. That's right. And, you know, it's really unfortunate because as we see everything happening with COVID, all the government reaction to that, treating it really more like it's Delta than it's Omicron, and they're grasping at anything that they can try to anchor to. Because they have no anchor. They have no rudder. They're just being blown about by these different winds, as it were.
I was thinking about white line fever there for a second. They got that.
Yeah.
They got that, right?
Well, yeah, and at the same time, they're dealing with this horrible perception. The American people have lost faith,
well,
I think, by and large.
Yeah, well, I'm glad you just said that, because that brings me around to my segue here with this poll that came out again yesterday. And Biden was talking about, well, I've got polling numbers that people appreciate what I'm doing, 42% of this and 45% of that and 40 this. And I'm thinking to myself, what the hell poll is he looking at? There's not a single poll out there that's got him favored in anything, Democrat or Republican, because here's the latest one to come out yesterday. And it was a new national telephone and online survey done by Rasmussen that finds that just 12% of likely U.S. voters rate Biden's first year in office as being very successful, while another 26% say his first year as president has been somewhat successful. And guess what? That's 40 or 38%, right?
Yep.
So let's go the other way. 10% believe that Biden has been mostly unsuccessful, while 50% rate his first year as being extremely unsuccessful. So that's 62% nay, 38% yay.
It's really something.
What the hell was he drinking?
No kidding. Well, I guess you could say, Captain, he's been pretty successful at inflation and, a diminishing.
Getting our troops shot at and blown up at in Afghanistan.
Exactly.
Yep.
Successful in building up the Taliban with $85 billion worth of stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess that's success. I don't know.
Wait till that comes back to haunt us. All right, hold that thought. Folks are coming back with the Truckers Highway Bible Report. And I'm going to play a reprieve of what I tried to play in the first hour, but I got the right one this time. I'll be right back. Don't go nowhere.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
that's the way to do it. That's Steppenwolf. That's the original version of that song, 1969, Kyle.
Yeah, and it still sounds great.
Oh, man,
it really does.
I'm telling you, rock on. Rock on. All right, speaking of rocking on, tell us what's going on out west, because we got a lot of stuff I got to talk about here.
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, of course, folks. We have a lot going on out west tonight. We got the rain, especially if you're coming up Interstate 5 in the state of Oregon, especially if you're coming through Salem, up through Portland, up through St. Helens, Longview, all the way up towards Seattle. You definitely have some rain. Doesn't look like the rain is in Seattle proper, but it's going to especially be to the west and to the east of Seattle, up through Everett, and especially as you come out east out of Seattle on I-90, you're going to be involved in rain and also sleet as you head towards Roslyn. Then further on, as you start heading towards Spokane, looks like we're reading some sleet there as well. Also, 4th of July pass, 33 degrees and rain, so you want to be aware of that. Then also, we've got some winter weather advisories, certainly in Montana, up in northern Montana, also around Great Falls. We've got a winter weather advisory now, actually a dense fog advisory that's now popped onto the map since last hour. This along I-80 near Laramie, Wyoming. Also, it looks like it heads up a little bit and turns into high winds as you approach Elk Mountain if you're heading west. Winter weather advisory around Colorado Springs, Colorado on I-25. That could also turn into freezing fog. And also winter weather advisory further down I-25. This is going to be south of Albuquerque and north of Las Cruces. Winter weather advisory going on there.
Well, I'll tell you what. I'm going to start down in the valley, South Texas, McAllen, Brownsville, over towards Eagle Pass. We got us a winter storm warning. Yep, you heard me right. A winter storm warning for a mixture of rain, freezing rain, and sleet through that area in the higher elevations as you come up towards Laredo and then work your way on up towards San Antonio and then on out towards, about 100 miles west of there. You got yourself some snow coming down, be some light snow, just enough to upset the Mexicans trying to bring the illegals across, because you'll hear about all kinds of wrecks there tonight, Kyle. And then, of course, we've got some activity going along the water all the way up around Houston, across the lower part of Louisiana, where we do have some winds in there, and there could be some inclement weather coming that way, too. We do have a freeze warning right now just north of Lake Pontchartrain in southern Louisiana, so be advised of that. And we also have got, when you move straight up, I'm going to go straight back up and work my way back down again. North Dakota, coldest part of the country right now. Temperatures up there, 20, 25, 30, 35 below zero. The further north you go, the colder it is. And below zero temperatures into South Dakota, as well as some below zero temperatures in, of all places, Minnesota. Oh, good morning, George. I hope you got another log in the fire there. It was 5 below in Minneapolis at midnight. I don't know what it is now. I haven't looked. And you got single-digit temperatures and possibly some below-zero weather down into Iowa, the western half of Wisconsin as well, the western third of Illinois, single-digit temperatures there, really cold. Cold goes down into Missouri, goes down into Arkansas. You may have some single-digit temperatures in the northern part of Arkansas right now out across the plains area out there. And then over into the eastern half of Kentucky and the western third of West Virginia, the southern part of Ohio, you've got some winter weather in there starting to kick in. That weather is going to mix with whatever we've got coming across from the Gulf and whatever we've got coming across from the west. We've got two different low-pressure systems that are going to affect the East Coast this weekend. It's not going to be pretty. Now, South Carolina, North Carolina, the coastline of Virginia, on up towards Richmond right now, you're starting to feel the effects of what is not only snow, but it's also sleet, and it's also freezing rain. It'll eventually turn to all snow as the temperatures drop and get colder. So you're going to have an ice base underneath the snow, and that's going to make life really miserable. And then up there, just west of Philadelphia and Trenton, the southeastern part of Pennsylvania, on up towards Allentown and over towards the upper part of New Jersey, towards the western part of, let's see here, the Yeah, the western part of New York City looks like they may get some weather there. You've got some very inclement weather. Now, also, more cold temperatures, Kyle, up in New England, upstate New York. Temperatures in the single digits and possibly below zero. So there you go. That's what it looks like. Tell us how you hear your show, my friend.
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
Talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right, and folks, let's not forget the Pilot and Flying J bring you the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, and I wish I had something better to tell you about the weather up there, North, South Dakota, Minnesota, Iowa, and Wisconsin, but a lot of below zero temperatures up there tonight, a lot of below zero temperatures. But it certainly beats the mountaintop by, she's better off on the mountaintop down here in Florida, because I'll bet you're not freezing tonight up there.
Not so bad.
Yeah, it's 52 degrees down here where I'm at, and that's 12 degrees warmer than last night at this time.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, so there you go. All right, well, we got to talk about all the excitement last night in the U.S. Senate. I told you, Chuckie Schumer, we agreed on this, I do believe, Chuckie Schumer was going to get blown out of the water, not once, but twice, and he did.
I wouldn't call it blown out of the water.
He was blown out of the water, baby, because he was looking to get that thing passed, and there was no way in hell.
He was trying to force the issue.
Correct.
To embarrass Manchin and Sinema.
Mm-hmm.
And he thought that, you know, it was a tactic that failed. So I wouldn't call it blown out of water because it was, but, no, he lost. I think he knew the risk going in, but, I think, he was kind of setting up the drama, and it didn't work out well.
No, and it's going to get worse. I mean, if he keeps trying this stuff, what we're not hearing from the media that you know, that I know, is there's tens of thousands of telephone calls and telegrams and emails and Instagrams and all that stuff that gets sent every day when we find out what's going on, and the people go, you better not vote for this, or you may not have an office to come back to. We're going to vote you out. And that happens all the time here lately.
Mostly in the House side, not so much in the Senate.
Well,
but in the House side, I think they're approaching 30 Democrats.
28 officially.
Mm-hmm. Yes, they're not running again.
And 11 that are going to run for another office, so it's actually a total of 39. Because 11 are going to run for another office are not running for House. So
correct.
That's a total of 39, actually. And again, the media is not reporting that correctly. You got 28 that just are not going to run again, period. And then you've got 11 correct. On top of that that are going to run for another office, which is not going to be Congress. All right.
Correct.
So hold that thought. We'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com is with us, and it's a warmer day than what it was yesterday, so there you go. And I will be right back with Denise, so don't go nowhere.
If you want to talk with the Captain or with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600 on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. More with Denise right after this.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.